T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Great to have you back this morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mifepristone is a word that I only learned this week. I didn't know what the pill was called until this hearing on the abortion pill in the Supreme Court. And all of the headlines I've seen say that the justices seemed leery of this case, or they seemed more likely to side with the FDA. What's the truth here?
Yeah, there's been a lot of weird misinformation about this case, so I'll try to weed through some of that. But overall, I think that take is probably right. There's this issue of standing. You know, they won't even get to the merits of a case if they don't think the right parties are before them. So most of the arguments were spent on whether this group of pro-life doctors who is challenging mifepristone and how the FDA has treated it, whether they can even show they have an injury or harm, whether they're the right plaintiffs. Now, I will tell you, even if they don't get to the merits on the case and they say these doctors aren't the right ones, there are other plaintiffs out there who are working on similar claims. So maybe it may not be the last time we hear this before the court.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I've told you that before. It's irritating to me that with a subject this important, they would dismiss it without looking at the merits of the case.
Yeah, I mean, they may get to it. And even there, I think that there was a sense across the bench that there wasn't enough evidence for second-guessing what the FDA has done. Now, one of the flies in the ointment, I would say, on that is they're not talking about completely yanking mifepristone from the market.
Right.
What they're talking about are safety changes and guidelines changes that the FDA made in 2016 and in 2021. Now, one of those interesting things in 2016 was they took away the requirement that prescribers would have to report adverse events, anything short of a fatality. So emergency room visits, heavy bleeding, infections, all of those things. After 2016, the doctors did not have to report that information. So when you hear them arguing in court a couple of days ago, there's no evidence that there are a bunch of, you know, dangers or adverse events. Part of that is in, you know, relation to the 2016 decision to tell doctors, short of a fatality, they didn't have to report those anymore.
Yeah, I don't really trust that. They also say that abortion is safe. So it's frustrating for me all around. Shannon, I know that some states, Walgreens and CVS, will start having this abortion pill available with a prescription. It's not Missouri. It's Massachusetts, Rhode Island, but then they're considering Kansas, Montana, and Wyoming. So does that mean that this plan would be on hold as far as distributing this abortion pill at those Walgreens and CVSs?
Well, one of the things that the court is considering, if they get to the merits, is the fact that it used to take 3 in-person visits to get mifepristone. Now it doesn't. Now, and part of that change during COVID, the FDA relaxed the in-person visits. You can do telemedicine. You can do these kinds of things. So if the court doesn't touch that, then yes, the pill will be widely available and can go through pharmacies and just be much more accessible. The FDA itself reported, though, that after they changed over to allowing these things to go through mail and telemedicine visits instead of in-person visits, the number of emergency room visits went up. So they themselves admit that there is some increased risk with allowing it to move forward without those in-person doctor visits. But they say, weighing that against all the totality of the evidence, they still feel like it is safe and justified to move forward with those changes.
So somebody in their 20th week who's not supposed to be taking this could end up taking it because they can get it through the mail and don't know that they're not supposed to. I mean, it just, That's maddening.
Well, there is supposed to still be some kind of telemedicine proponent to this because it's not supposed to be taken after 10 weeks. It can be obviously very dangerous. Past that, there are, you know, increased scenarios for complications. And so there is supposed to still be some sort of medical professional that is part of the conversation, assessing where you are gestationally, figuring those things out before you're prescribed the pill.
That's what's so concerning to me, though, is because especially if it's your first pregnancy, you're not going to be showing it all at 10 weeks. So if you're doing a telehealth appointment, it's not like you can say, hey, look at my belly. Look, I'm pregnant. I would imagine you don't
you
have
to
have any
them.
Sort of an ultrasound.
Yeah.
You lie to them or you get your pregnant friend to be like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I want an abortion. And then you actually give that pill over to your friend who's 20 weeks. The whole thing is so sad to me.
There were a lot of questions that Justice Barrett asked, and she was pretty tough on them because she said, listen, what kind of screening was there for the in-person doctor visits? Was there an ultrasound? Was there a checking of a heartbeat so that you might have a better chance of being accurate about the gestational age? But the government's lawyers argued that wasn't part of the pre-visits that you used to have to do with the in-person doctor. And so Justice Barrett sort of seemed to think like, okay, well, if that assessment wasn't there before and you're telling me there's no difference in these telemedicine visits, you know, that doesn't weigh in favor of limiting mifepristone.
True. Very true. Shannon, just to get one other subject in here real quick. Had you ever heard of Nicole Shanahan before RFK Jr. named her his vice presidential candidate?
Only in the run-up to her name being on the shortlist, but prior to that, no, I was unfamiliar with her.
Yeah, I don't know much about her except that everything I read is that she was been a pretty heavy Democrat donor up until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, her parents were immigrants. She was self-made. She went to Stanford on a sports scholarship. I believe it was softball. She's a surfer. She was, you know, the ex-wife of the guy who co-founded Google. I mean, there are all kinds of interesting nuggets and things, but we're learning more about her political ambitions and donations, and I think that's going to be interesting as more and more people take a look at who this person is on the ticket.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he helped himself here. Who are you having on Sunday?
Well, Senator Rick Scott is going to be one of our guests on Sunday, and I don't think I can disclose where he is, but he's on an important foreign trip here that I think is going to be the center of our discussions this weekend. Plus, you know, Florida is still bracing for dealing with the outpouring of what's happening in Haiti, which, you know, to be honest, is still an exceptionally dangerous situation going on.
It's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit for sure. Mm-hmm. Shannon, thank you. We'll see you Sunday.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right. Always good to get her on here. Good discussion about that abortion pill, though. So many questions, and you're right. People who are desperate to get it would lie to get it.
They
and
will.
Then they could put their own health at risk.
I went to a pro-life women's conference, and they said they did that. They did an investigation themselves, said they were 20 weeks, and they had it mailed to them. No questions asked.
Wow.
It's that easy.
Eye-opening.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.